ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 4, Text Number 10. Yuyam cha pritra anvadista, yuyam cha pitra anvadista, Deva Deva Nachana Graha,
Deva Deva Nachana Graha,
Deva Deva Chana Graha,
Deva Deva Chana Graha,
Praja Sargaya Hi Katam,
Praja Sargaya Hi Katam,
Vrikshan Nir Dagdum Artaha, Vriksha Nirdagdum Artaha, Yuyam cha pitra anvadista, Deva Deva Nachana Graha, Praja Sargahi Katam, Vriksha Nirdagdum Ardaha.
Vriksha Nirdagdum Ardaha.
Word for word meaning. Yuyam.
Yu.
Cha.
Also.
Pitra. By your father.
Anvadista.
Ordered. Deva Devena. By the personality of Godhead. The master of masters. Cha. Also. Anaha. O sinless ones. Praja Sargaya. For generating the population. He.
Indeed.
Katam.
How.
Vriksha.
The trees.
Nirdagdum. To burn to ashes. Arhata, or able. Only translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, that is no purport. O pure-hearted ones, your father, Prachini Bari, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead have ordered you to generate population. Therefore, how can you burn to ashes these trees and herbs which are needed for the maintenance of your subjects and descendants. We'll go to text number 11. I read to myself the text and then we'll read the translation and then we'll go into the purport. Adhistatha satam margam kopam yachata dipitam Pitra pitta mahinapi jastamva pratina mahimai. Translation. The path of goodness traversed by your father, grandfather, and great grandfather is that of maintaining the subject, prajas, including the men, animals, and trees. This is a path you should follow. Unnecessary anger is contrary to your duty. Therefore, I request you to control your anger. Purport is a short one. Please listen attentively. Here, the words Pitra Pita Mahi Napi Jastam Vaha Prati Mahe depicts as honest royal family consisting of the kings, their father, their grandfather, and their great-grandfather. Such a royal family has a prestigious position because it maintains the citizens or prajas. The word praja refers to one who has taken birth within the jurisdiction of the government. The exalted royal families were conscious that all living entities, whether human, animal, or lower than animal, should be given protection. The modern democratic system cannot be exalted in this way because the leaders elected thrive only for power and have no sense of responsibility. In a monarchy, a king with a prestigious position follows the great deeds of his forefathers. Thus, Soma, the king of the moon, here reminds the Prachetas about the glories of the father, grandfather, and great-grandfather. Om Agyana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Ene Tasmai Shri Guruve Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Dadate Sva Padant Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So we are on to the verse number 10. So we have to see what is the context. When you go to a park or to a museum or to anywhere, right? When you enter, there is a board which says, "You are here." Yes? It gives a map of the place where you want to visit. Isn't it? Yes or no?
Yes.
It visits. So it says, "You are here, and this is a map. You have to go like this, you have to go like this." So in the same way, we have to see where we are presently to proceed further. So we are creating, or we are trying to understand what is the context here. Maharaj Parikshit is asking Sukadeva Goswami to give a detailed explanation about the creation of all the living entities in this planet. He's raising a question. Time to time, you see, Maharaj Parikshit is keep on asking questions to Sukadeva Goswami, and Sukadeva Goswami is kindly responding to his question in the form of wonderful narrations. That's what is going on. So in response to Maharaj Parikshit's question, Sukadeva Goswami is continuing, he's stating that, yes, I'm going to tell you something. What is it? That the Prachetas, Prachetas are the 10 sons of Prachiniya Bari. They have gone deep into the ocean, into the sea, to perform austerities, severe austerities. Then they had the darshan of Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu came into the ocean to see the 10 sons of Prachiniya Bari, who are known as Prachetas. Now, after getting a darshan, they thought, fine, we saw the Lord, let us come out. When they came out, they were very surprised to see the whole land or the whole planet was filled with unnecessary weeds, trees, creepers, and plants. So they got angry. We are going to discuss later why they became angry, okay? I want your input as well. For the time being, they got angry. And what they did? What did they do? They have developed mystic powers because they have been meditating the Supreme Lord not for 1 year, 2 years, 10,000 years underneath the sea. And therefore, they are charged with power. This is a problem. If a person is not a pure devotee, they don't know how to use the power. We also know that Srila Prabhupada also had mystic power. But it has to be used in the service of the Lord. But what did the sons of Prachini Bharat, Prachetas, what did they do? They got angry and through the mystic power, they burnt all the trees through the fire and wind. They burnt the whole area. Now looking at this, the king of the Soma is known as the moon god or the king of vegetation. The fruits, the vegetable we have, we get the taste because of the juice that is created by Soma, moon god. Very, very important. Now that Soma, that moon god is responsible for all the vegetation, whatever is growing on the land. So he was little bit disturbed. He was not angry. He was disturbed. Whereas the Prachetas were
angry.
Yeah. So he came and he was talking all these verses from verse number 6 onwards, but he started talking on 7, 8, 9, 10, and is continuing with 11. Okay. So this is the scene. Now, surprising enough, I also went overseas for some time. When I came, my gardens was also very full of trees and unwanted plants. I did not get angry and put petrol and burn the whole area. Although I did not like it, but I was not angry. This is a problem. When someone does a lot of severe austerities, they have to exhibit anger. We have seen that in the case of many yogis, like Dhruvasa Muni and all that. Immediately, because of so much austerities they do, they have to, something has to come out in the form of anger. This has been exhibited. On the contrary, a pure devotee of the Lord will not exhibit anger. This, if you want to go in detail, you can read a few verses backwards. 6.4.5. Srila Prabhupada explains why Prachetas got angry. Because they were doing very severe austerities for a very long time. And therefore, they came, when they came out, you know, they want to do, you know, they want to whatever they want to do, but they exhibited in the form of anger. But Srila Prabhupada says, a pure devotee doesn't do. Why? Because he exhibits godly qualities. Godly qualities. It'll come to him and therefore he will not exhibit. Anger is in the mode of passion and ignorance. So that's not the good way to exhibit. Now, another thing surprisingly is when I was studying, I learned from South India, Tamil Nadu. We learned about a great king known as Pari. I don't know how many of you know that. Pari was ruling part of South India. Yeah? Now, this Pari, the king, At that time, we are talking about 13th century. Yeah, this is, we are going back to 13th century. Now, the Pratetas, the sons of Prachinia Bharat, is backdated to so many millions of years. Yeah, somewhere in Satya Yuga. That too in the first cycle, isn't it? First Manvantara, basically. This was happening in the first Manvantara of the Satya Yuga. Now, we are talking about Pari, King Pari, who ruled part of South India, in the 13th century only, just some 700 years back. Now, what he did was, he was going. He's a very generous king. As he was going, he saw a climber plant, a plant which is struggling to grow on its own, and it needs a support. So what did he do? He gave his chariot to that creeper and he walked away. What is a magnanimity? Say, for example, I see some dog or something, you know, on the road struggling. So I leave my car and let the dog use it as his house and walk away. Do I do that? I'm not doing that. But this king did that. He left his chariot. You can refer back to the internet and see. Such a magnanimous and generous king. Now, we don't have evidences that he was a pure devotee or not. But yet, he was in the mode of goodness. And still, he was not angry. That's a point I'm trying to make. Yeah? So anger is not a good thing to show. And therefore, who's telling? Soma, the king god, is coming and telling whom? Prachinia Bharat, that anger is not good. Pratetas, that anger is not good, and therefore, please stop it. Now, we are in verse number 11. Yeah? So we have to see the connectivity of 9, 10, and 11 also. How the verses are unfolding. Then we'll have a good picture. In the 9th verse, in the verse number 9, which was discussed a day before, or 1 or 2 days before. Now, it is said that by Krishna's arrangement, all living entities are provided with adequate foodstuff. Although the verse mentions about different kinds of foodstuffs are available for different living entity, Srila Prabhupada takes an opportunity to emphasize the prohibition of cow killing and cow protection. Srila Prabhupada is talking on that verse, very important verse. We are going to dwell a little bit on that. And then if time permits at the end, I want to talk about a brief conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chand Kasi regarding cow killing. It's a very good conversation. We will go back, yeah? So here, what happens is, in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, somewhere in one of the purports, Srila Prabhupada's underlined this statement. What did he say? To kill cows means to end human civilization. This is the words of Srila Prabhupada. Very serious comment. Yeah? To kill cow means end of human civilization. What used to happen before is, in the previous yugas, there was monarchy. Monarchy means, what is monarchy? Yeah. It was ruled by, the government used to be king. It used to be used by, the people are ruled by kings. But those kings, they get the knowledge from Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. And therefore, they had God realization. They were following Vedic culture. Vedic culture means cow protection. No killing of cow. Whatsoever, no cow's meat. Because they had the knowledge. But with this present democratic rule, there is no God realization. And as a result, there is mass slaughterhouses and transportation of meat happening. Whenever a cow is mistreated or killed, there will be impiety. Srila Prabhupada explains time and again. There will be impiety. And impiety creates what? What does it create? War, famine, drought, sickness, problems, everything. So we have to be very careful with this aspect, okay? And therefore, all of us have to respect and make sure that we treat the cows properly. See, those days, one may say, yes, it's a Vedic form of life where a man and a woman both used to be engaged in cow protection. What do the man do? The man used to herd, feed, bathe the cows, and keep this, you know, the area neat and all that. Women used to milk the cows, take the cow dung, etc., use it for other purposes, and then prepare the sweets or whatever the foodstuff from the milk. So this was going on. But now, with the present structure, everyone is living in apartments and flats and whatsoever units and all that. So it is very unlikely that one can afford to have a cow. But Tulasi worship has to be continued in those places. That is what Rupa Goswami is saying in Nectar of Devotion. In the Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, Rupa Goswami is mentioning that one must perform all this worship, like worship to the elders, forefathers, guru, earth, Tulasi Maharani and cow. But in the absence of cow worship or cow protection, at least we should have Tulasi Maharani in our house. Yes? So this is a mandatory requirement given by Rupa Goswami. I was talking about how cow should never be killed or mistreated. Yeah? Sometime back in the YouTube, I don't know, some of you might have seen that, a video was circulated in which, this was from Taiwan, I think, a bull was kneeling down before the butcher and it was crying. Did you see that? It was circulated here. You can see the YouTube also. It was kneeling down before the butcher. One butcher was about to slaughter that bull. It was kneeling and crying, basically, with tears dropping down. And kneeling and saying, no, don't kill me, don't kill me. The butcher was a little bit in the mode of goodness. He was trying to understand what is going on. And then he could not understand, relate to that. He called his colleagues, two other guys. They came, they also observed, yes, yes, something wrong, the cry. You know, the bull doesn't want to die. It's expressing like a human. It's expressing. And therefore, all the three of them decided that, yes, we will not kill the bull. We will take the funds from our salary and we'll release the bull and give it to some Buddha institution or something. That's what they knew, non-violence. They gave it to them. Now there were four. Out of four, three people, they did this very noble job, and three of them resigned the job and they took some other job. A similar incident was also is in the YouTube in China also. One pregnant cow was also doing the same thing. And then they did a similar thing. So one has to be very magnanimous and kind to cows. Yes? So this is what Srila Prabhupada is trying to talk in verse number 9. Now, why do we say cow protection is so important? Cow is very important. Why? What's the reason? Do anyone want to share one reason for that? One of the mothers, yes, Mataji? cow gives milk. And milk is very important to nourish our brain tissues to get spiritual knowledge, Srila Prabhupada says. And not only that, the cows are very dear to Krishna. If you see Krishna, you should remember Krishna, isn't it? Krishna has got names like Gopal, Govinda. What does it all mean? And Goloka, that means if you want to go to Goloka, you should be either a gopi or a gopa. You cannot say, I am a computer engineer and therefore I will not go to Goloka because I don't want my clothes to be dirty. We cannot afford to do so. Because the job is only cowherd. You know, Krishna is a cowherd boy, isn't it? What does a plumber do all the day? What does a plumber do? Throughout the day, what does he do? Sorry? Yeah, he works with the pipes and taps. Yes, see? Aradhya knows that, very good. So a plumber, most of the time, 9 to 5, he works and fixes the taps, pipes, etc. So his concentration is on the pipe. A driver, his concentration is on the car. So in the same way, Krishna's concentration is on the cows. So by seeing cows, you should remember Krishna. Again, Rupa Goswami talks in Nectar of Devotion. What does he speak about? Udipan. Yeah? Udipan means stimuli. By seeing something, you are motivated. You have the inclination to worship. For example, you come in the association of devotees. Don't you naturally feel like chanting and thinking about Krishna? Yes. That is what is Udipan. Rupa Goswami is talking about it. Now, when you see Yamuna, when you see cows, you should think of Krishna. These are all Udipan, stimuli, which help you out in practicing devotional service to Krishna. So this is what is about verse number 9. Okay. Now, in the 10, the Soma has taken a higher position and they are chastising the Pratetas. Yeah, what did they say? You are ordered to generate living entities, but on the contrary, you are destroying them. So here, we see like a triangle, okay? There at the top, we have got demigod. Soma is there on the top. On the bottom too, on one side, we have got Pratetas. They are the Prajapatis. Yeah? They have to generate the living entities. On this side, left-hand side you can see, on the right-hand side we have got Prajas, the subjects, which are the trees and the creepers. Unless there is direction from the higher authorities, right, the ruler will not do proper job to rule. In the olden days, or in the monarchy system, the king used to take knowledge from brahminas, devotees, Vaishnavas. And therefore is fixed in knowledge. With that knowledge, he is able to govern the praja, subjects. But now what is happening? Although the government is taking knowledge from the IAS officers, they are material. Yes? They are taking knowledge from the secretary, government secretary, the secretary of finance. Yeah? They're taking knowledge, but that knowledge is material. Why do we say it's material? Anything that doesn't distinguish between matter and spirit is material. The one that distinguishes between matter and spirit is spiritual. That is what Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, from the right, from chapter 2. Anything that is moving, Aigriva, anything that is moving is, has got a spiritual nature. Because matter doesn't move. This does not move unless I move. The soul is a driving force. The driver drives the car. The soul drives the body. Although I am living in this body, I am not this body. I may live in my house. I'm not the house. I may drive a car. I'm not the car. I'm driving the car. I'm living in the house. So it has a very fundamental aspects. But we should know that. Yes? The difference between body and soul. If you don't know that, then your knowledge becomes material. And then it is useless. Why? It is shrama eva hi kevalam. Because it will come only for this birth. Material knowledge is good. We are not saying it's bad. It will give you dollars or rupees or pounds. It doesn't give anything more. It's not going to give you Vaikuntha. It's not going to give you liberation. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what did he say? When you are not liberated, please read Srimad Bhagavatam. When you are liberated also, please read Srimad Bhagavatam. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's comment. Please don't leave Srimad Bhagavatam. So, in verse number 11, what is happening? The moon god is saying, here, don't you know the path traveled by your great grandfathers, your fathers? Now, kids, 1, 2, 3, 4. Who is the father of Pratetas? Very good. Who is the father of Prachinaya Bari? Who is the father of Prachinaya Bari? Haigriva, you're attending every day. No? I'll give you a hint. Dana. Havir Dana is a father, okay? It's a father of Prachinaya Bari. Now, who is the father of Havir Dana? Who's a grandfather of Prachinaya Bari? Antardana. So Antardana's son is Havirdana. His son is Prachinaya Bari. His sons are the 10 sons who are known as Pratetas. Yeah? Now these persons, they were all very noble personalities. Why? Why they are noble? Because Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela 17.186 says that Mahojana Yena Gadasa Pantha. We must always follow the path of liberated souls, liberated persons. Persons who are liberated, we should follow. Not material persons. They are known as Mahajans, persons who are liberated. So Soma is pointing out, look at your father. They are all liberated, your grandfather, great-grandfather. All are liberated. And therefore you must follow. Are you following? Your job is to produce the living entity, to generate more and more living entity. Because you are a Prajapati. But what are you doing? You are burning the trees. Killing all the creepers. They are also living entities. But you are burning them. So that is a point they are trying to say. Why? They became angry, we discussed. Because they undergone very severe austerities. And Krishna says you have to balance everything. If you are too much on the other side, then this side will affect. Too much austerities will result in some kind of, problems. Like anger, something else. Therefore, one has to maintain. But if one pleases Krishna, then one will not get anger, basically. Basically, one will not get. One has to try to curb also. But service to Krishna is different, on a different category, because it's transcendental. Now, I want to ask a question. Did the Prachetas concern about the welfare of others? No. Very good. Why? Very good. Very good, Arash. They did not concern about the welfare of the devotees. or any living entities. But what did the scriptures say? The scriptures say a Vaishnava should be paradukha dukhi. He should be interested in the welfare of others. Yeah? If a devotee is suffering or something, then he takes care. Isn't it? But the pratetas did not bother. All they wanted is, yes, trees are going everywhere. They are preventing our job. Therefore, I'm annoyed. I'm getting angry. I'm going to burn them because I got mystic power, which I got it from severe austerities. Is that a good thing to do? No. Because although they are in a very elevated level, okay, they are not ordinary persons, okay? Don't think that they are ordinary people. They are. They have seen Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu and their sons of Prachinya Bari, who is also a very elevated person. But they are not like Prahlad Maharaj. They are not like Dhruva Maharaj. They are not like Narada Muni, okay? Because Srila Prabhupada explains, in a country or in Victoria, how many lawyers are there? How many doctors are there? We have got one doctor, lucky. We have got one doctor at our disposal. Yeah? A spiritual doctor. But how many doctors are there? Few. Yes? In the same way, pure devotees are very rare. Very rare. Why would someone want to always think of Krishna? Leaving everything aside. Very rare. So you're a very rare guy, man. You. One who surrenders to Krishna, who's always thinking of it, very rare. So pure devotee is very rare. Srila Prabhupada is very rare. You can't see another Srila Prabhupada. Very unique. So therefore, anyone can exhibit higher, you know, anyone can go to a higher position or be on the very elevated platform. But to become a pure devotee is very difficult. That is why Rupa Goswami gives a definition of a pure devotee. What is that? What's the definition of a pure devotee? Aradhya. Anya. Anya Abhilashita. Jnana Karmadi. Anarvitam. Krishna Anusilam. Bhaktir. Uttama. So, beyond knowledge, beyond karma, only dedicated to Krishna's service, is it not a very high platform? You don't care about yourself. Very, very high level. So therefore, although the pratetas are at a very elevated level, yet they are not pure devotees. That's what we're trying to draw. The conclusion. And then, how do we see the plants and the trees as a spirit, as a person, living person, as a soul inside their body? How do we know that? Good point. Any other points? It's bearing a fruit, yes, because of the presence of the soul. Now, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, all this is explaining the signs of a soul. Yes, it's all explaining signs of soul. According to me, there is an example which I picked up in Srimad Bhagavatam, which explains, or one can see through our eyes how the changes are happening. Yeah, how even in a tree's body there is life. This is a very simple story. All of you know that. In the 10th canto, the story of Manigriva and Nalakuvera. What happened to them? They are like the king of the, they are the sons of the finance minister. Universal finance minister. They are the sons. But what they did was, they misbehaved in front of a pure devotee. And therefore, the pure devotee Narada Muni cursed them for their benefit. And what happened to them?
Trees.
They became trees. But were they alive or they were dead? Alive. How did you know they were alive?
Because when Krishna gave you trees, they
came out. See? Because they were at the backyard of Krishna's house. And all of you know the story. And when they came out, when they saw darshan of Krishna, what happened was, when Narada Muni cursed, the celestial body, the demigod body, became tree body. Yes? And they were in the tree body for many centuries or maybe many yugas, whatever maybe. And then, once they had darshan of the Lord, they got back the celestial body. So what does it mean? Celestial body to tree body and back to celestial body. And therefore, we know that through this very simple example that trees have also got life. It's a body of the soul. You know, that particular body they've got. And therefore, if we cannot find a devotee and chant in front of them, we can always go to a tree and chant. Trees at least will listen. Tulasi Maharaj, of course, yeah. Any creeper, anything. Because they're all living entities and we can generate them. We can liberate them. So, while I was talking about how Vaishnavas are paradukha dukkhiya, they're concerned with the welfare of others. Now today, we are going to talk about a very elevated, according to me, okay, very elevated devotee in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because Chaitanya Charitamrita, everyone is a pure devotee of the Lord. You know, high caliber devotee. One may not even think, really, is he a high caliber devotee? But he is. There are so many devotees out there. But today, we are going to talk about Sivananda Sen. Do you know, anyone of you do? Any idea? No. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Correct. Dog. Now, Sivananda Sen is a very close associate of the Lord. Now, what he did was, he did not do deity worship 24 hours a day. He was not chanting Krishna's name 48 hours a day. What did he do? His duty is to simply help the devotees. Note this point, okay? What did he do? I'll read, please. Sivananda Sen and his family would take great efforts to please devotees who travel from Bengal to Puri during the Rath Yatra time. What they used to do, he had a lot of money, okay, very rich personality. What he used to do, he used to pay tariff, tax, accommodation, prasadam, to and fro. That's what he was doing, taking care of devotees very nicely. Now, when he was doing that, one particular occasion, all of you note, there's a small story here. Yeah? One particular occasion, there was a stray dog, a dog on the road. This time also when I went to India, how many dogs are there, stray dogs? They're so active also. Now, one such stray dog came and joined the Sivananda Sen party. A small dog, okay? Now, Sivananda Sen is a prachapati. He sees everyone, yeah, as the praja, are the subjects of the Lord. Very elevated devotee. He did not mind. Okay, we are all going. You also come. You are also a living entity. You also come. So he entertained the dog. The dog was accompanying, okay, like anyone else. Who can give an example of a dog, a congregation devotee in our Melbourne congregation who takes care of a dog very nicely? She puts tilaka and neck beads also. I was surprised because I saw during December I saw Mataji. When she was doing book distribution, a dog is also accompanying. Can you see that? I think definitely, what's his name? Janardhan is going back to Godhead. Because this example is there. Okay? We'll see this example, how this dog is going back to Godhead. Okay? This dog, simple dog, okay, is accompanying. Then Sivananda Sen was such a magnanimous personality. Now we understand why these devotees are so dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, it's high caliber. We cannot even express in words. Such a, what you call, elevated, magnanimous, pure devotee of the Lord. He took interest in the dog and he told his servants to cook rice and other whatever prasadam for the dog, at least rice, and you must serve this dog every day like any devotee, because he had a lot of servants. The dog was also fed prasadam every day. One day it so happened that the dog was not given food, and the dog disappeared. Immediately Sivananda Sen came to know about it. He has sent 10 servants in different direction to find out the dog. But no success. He could not find the dog. He was so morose, so upset. I can't even take care of the dog. The dog was nicely doing devotion service. Okay? Then it so happened, he was so morose and all that. Then the following day or the day after, they have to go to Puri. The whole team went, and as you know, Sivananda Sen is the one who organized for all the accommodation, prasadam, everything. In spite of that, he did to all the devotees, big congregation devotees. The group went to Puri, they had darshan of Lord Jagannath. The next day, when they went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the dog was accompanying. It was sitting next to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Can you believe that? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was laughing. He's taking a small piece of coconut, you know, in that coconut shell, and throwing to the dog. The dog was also eating, very happily enjoying Mahaprasadam from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Yes, now you can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Rama." The dog is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Can you believe that? It is there. The dog is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. The dog is chanting. Then what did our Sivananda Sen did? He just offered his obeisances on the ground to the dog with full humility. I've never offered any obeisances to any animal, especially dog. I'm yet to do this. Maybe I have to do the obeisances to Janardhan one day when I see him, because as an example of this exalted devotee of Krishna. And then he offered obeisances and he asked for forgiveness from the dog. What magnanimous personality, right? He can't even imagine. Treating the dog as a human and offering the obeisances. And then, what happened? The next day, the dog disappeared. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given a spiritual body to the dog, and the dog has gone to Vaikuntha. Association with a pure devotee, or with the Lord himself, and with all the pure devotees, the dog went back to Godhead. So, one need not have to just sit underneath the lotus feet of Krishna and keep on doing, you know, devotion, what you call deity worship. If you do that, it is good. But what Krishna wants is to help his devotees in whatever way you can. Simple ways. Hai Griva, simple ways. You're playing Mridanga, that is enough. And one day you'll give class also. Yeah? That is okay. And Aradhya, are you talking about Krishna to your friends at school? You can do that. You can start now. 2022 is good. Yes? You're doing that? Talk about Krishna. Little bit here and there. Give prasadam. When your birthday comes, take a Krishna's offered cake to your friends and give them. You can do that, right? You can do. Yeah, give the cake to your friends. That you can do. Small things is enough. That's very important, Krishna consciousness. Small steps. We need not have to be, you know, like Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. Okay? Everyone cannot be Srila Prabhupada. Okay? Small steps. Okay. So, what is our qualification? This is a position. The qualification is you should be a dog of a Vaishnava. Are we going to remain as that? If we remain as a dog of Vaishnava, then we can attain the spiritual abode just like the dog of Sivananda Sain. But if we offend a devotee, what is our position? We are back to dog. So, this is the mood of a Vaishnava. Yes? One should serve the devotee in a proper way, in a proper mood. Okay, finally, as I said, I want to quickly talk about the conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chand Kasi in Chaitanya Charitamrita, just to understand the meaning of cow killing, okay? Many people, if you don't know, let us know that through the scripture. Many people have different imaginations, different thoughts about cow killing, yes, no, all this, you know. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is clarifying. The Supreme Personality of Godhead himself is clarifying. Okay? Now this was a time when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come from Gaya after initiation. The Lord has taken initiation. See? The Supreme Lord has taken initiation from Gaya. After he came back, he was quite silent. He was only chanting. And he used to live in the house of Srivas Pandit. He used to have kirtan in the night only. But in the daytime, he was encouraging Sankirtan. He was telling all the devotees, take your drum, go into the streets and chant Hare Krishna. Like our Melbourne devotees, yeah? Harinama, they go and do it. But he will not participate. He will chant, we will have a kirtan with all his intimate devotees in the night or evening. This conversation took place after or before this particular instance where once when the group of devotees was going into the town chanting, some of the local Brahminas, Martha Brahminas and other Muslim people did not like. Why is it all the time you're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? We did not like it. And therefore they spoke to the magistrate of that locality, who is Chand Kasi. Now, you have to understand, those times, India was ruled by the Mughals. And the governor of Bengal was Nawab Hussain Shah. He was a governor. Now, this guy, who is a Chand Kasi, was reporting to him, and he was a magistrate. So, when they brought this matter to him, he said, I will deal with them accordingly. So what he did was, once he told them, come on, don't chant, all of you go away. Then they told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu said, chant more. When someone says, don't chant, chant more, you know. So they were chanting. Then this Chand Kasi came to know, I am a powerful leader. You're not listening to me? I'll teach you a lesson. So what he did, he sent some constables, and he broke the mridanga, and he dispersed the crowd. Now, this infuriated Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was very upset. He said, I am going to follow civil disobedient movement. That was followed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not Gandhiji. Okay? Gandhiji has referred to Chaitanya Charitamrita. He did not say that. Civil disobedient movement was started by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What did he do? He said he collected hundreds and thousands of men. Everywhere men. He said, wear nice dhotis, tilak, come with a mridanga. All of you chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama. And all of you from the marketplace march into the
Chandrakasi's palace. Let us see. With all the lights. Okay, we have to have a light, torch, and walk because it's the evening. Then after hearing this, after seeing that, the Chandrakasi was trembling. Then he said, okay, Lord, please, what should I do? He was not coming out. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am a guest. I'm outside. You're not entertaining me? Like that. Then he thought, okay, he's not going to kill me. Then he called the Lord and they had a conversation. This was a conversation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chandrakasi, a Muslim and a Lord, Hindu, or supreme authority, they're talking. So this is clear-cut information, okay? Now, I just probably read this, okay? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chandrakasi began a long discussion on Quran and Hindu sastras. The Lord raised the question of cow killing and Kasi properly answered them by referring to Quran. In turn, the Kasi also questioned the Lord about cow sacrifice in the Vedas. And the Lord replied that such sacrifices as mentioned in the Vedas is not actually cow killing, mind it. In that sacrifice, an old bull or a cow was sacrificed for the sake of receiving a fresh younger life by the power of Vedic mantras. But in Kali Yuga, such a cow sacrifice are forbidden because there are no qualified Brahmins capable of conducting such a sacrifice. In fact, in Kali Yuga, all yajna sacrifices are forbidden because they are useless attempt by foolish men. In Kali Yuga, the only Sankirtana Yajna is recommended for all practical purposes, which is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So that is it. That is the best sacrifice. Sacrifice means, in Kali Yuga, only Harinama Sankirtan. Fire sacrifice is not needed. This is confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what else do we need? Any more clarification? The Lord himself has said, for all practical purposes, please, when you go for auction, when you buy a house, when you live in a house, when you vacate a house, keep on chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That's it. When you're going to university, when you change your job, practical purpose, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That's more than enough. Yes? Okay. Now with that, we'll conclude. Okay? Now, if there are any questions, comments, corrections, please let me know. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu. Prabhu, even beyond that also, Prabhu, they were in the mode of, they were realizing that they are spirit soul, yeah? See, without that, we cannot go into the water. Because I know I'm scared, I'm the body, I'll die and all that. But their consciousness is elevated. They know that they are a spirit soul, not the body. That consciousness, right? They're gone. But what happens is, too much austerity in the material world is not good. Our austerity is following the four principles. Yeah? You need not have to stand in the dank street, you know, on a, when the temperature was 45 degrees or 40 degrees. No, not needed. Or in winter, you need not have to go into the St. Kilda beach. This is not for us. Our austerity is follow the principles, four regulative processes. Our sacrifice is chanting. Our dana, charity, is giving Krishna consciousness to others. Now, if you do all that, then you go to the transcendental mode. Prabhu, it's not enough if you know that you're a spirit soul. That spirit soul has to be connected to the original source, which is Krishna. Mayavadi is also spiritual. We'll not underestimate them. They follow everything. They realize, they follow the principles and all that. They are also spirit soul. They know that they're spirit soul. But they think Krishna and me, we are all same. That's a problem. The Lord has always got a unique position. He is a Lord. He is a master of the master. Srila Prabhupada put within brackets, master of the master. Because there are so many Lord, you know. Lord Mountbatten. But Lord Indra is also a Lord. He's a controller. But Krishna is Lord of the Lords. So once when you connect to Krishna, you come on the transcendental mode. Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraiguno Bhavarjuna. Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, the three modes of material nature is always, you know, messy. Don't play with that. Just go above that. How do you go about that? Always do my services. My service means Krishna services. My is not my service. Always do the Supreme Lord's Krishna services. Connect to the devotees. That is a way. The moment one is not in the transcendental mode, yeah, connected to Krishna, one will come back to the material mode. Material mode means problem, anger, fear. Everything comes. Three modes. So if one wants to overcome this fear, hatred, anger, then one has to become a devotee of Krishna. Yeah? Although they are elevated, Prabhu, a devotee of Krishna is not easy, you know. Very elevated position. Only Krishna. Singular devotion to Krishna. Can we do that? Singular devotion to Krishna. Singular devotion only to Radha Ballabha. Not to other Krishna. Yeah? Because Radha Ballabha is a presiding deity. Can we do that? That's a question. Then depending upon your surrender and your inclination with Krishna, your anger, everything will come down. If you ask me how, that is how it is. When the sun comes, the darkness goes away. How the darkness goes away? It goes away. That is how it is. In the way, the same way, if one is inclined to Krishna, all the material qualities will go away. Like everything is in ignorance anyway. It will go away. It will go away. Sooner or later. So therefore, our position should be fixed as a devotee of Krishna. Doesn't matter. We can be a very small devotee, but at least start with that level. We do not have to become Paramahamsas. Yes? And take a drum and go, I am Paramahamsa, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. No, we do not have to say that. As Paramatma, Krishna knows everyone. Yeah. In the 13th chapter, the nature, enjoyer and consciousness, the Lord says, whereas a single living entity, he knows only about his body. But Lord is a Chetragna. There are two Chetragna in the body. One is our individual, tiny, faulty soul. And the other one is the Supreme Lord, who is perfect in all sense. He says, I am the knower of all the bodies. As Paramatma, he knows everything. So the Lord gives intelligence for the devotee. From me comes intelligence, remembrance and forgetfulness. That is for the devotees. If you are not a devotee, he will give forgetfulness of Krishna. If you become a devotee, he will give remembrance of Krishna. So he is a person. He is a person like you and me. I'll say, hello Prabhu, how are you? You reciprocate with me. So, Hare Krishna, yes, Krishna will reciprocate. If you don't greet a person, how would you expect the person to greet you back. Isn't it? So he's a person. But the only thing is a supreme person. Most powerful person. Unlimitedly powerful. Anything he can do. You can't even imagine. He's present, he's not present. He will walk, he will not walk. Unlimitedly powerful. Present in everywhere. Can't even define his boundaries. But attached to devotees. That is his nature. Yes, does it answer Prabhu or did I confuse you more? So what is the actual question?
My question is that they got angry and anger is it's not in mode of goodness, yeah? It's in mode of passion and ignorance. So how come someone who has done so much of austerities and so much they had darshan of Bhagavan as well, then how come they are in mode of ignorance and passion?
Because they are not fixed as a devotees of Krishna. They are doing, a devotee of Krishna means Krishna is in the center. But whereas Prachetas, their desire is in the front, not Krishna. The difference between say a devotee and the pure devotee, you can say, just for argument's sake. A pure devotee means his desire is always Krishna focused. I'm coming to the temple to please Krishna. I'm eating to please Krishna. I'm walking to please Krishna. Very high level. But a general devotee means I am coming because I can get nice prasadam. It's still Krishna conscious. But I am in the center. Do you know that? Because I am in the center, I will get angry. If Krishna is the center, how can I get angry? Very high level, Prabhu. Everything is to please Krishna. Krishna anusilanam. To please the Lord. Are we doing like that? Every activity, you are eating to please Krishna, you are sleeping to please Krishna, you are talking to please Krishna, you are walking to please Krishna. Are our activities like that? Then we are not pure devotees. Then we are aspiring, we are trying our best. But the pure devotees are there, whom Krishna is attracted to. They are like that. Sivananda same, always want to help devotees. Thinking of Krishna's devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees. Not personal benefit. If you have a personal benefit, then you will get anger. If you get Lord's, thinking of Lord's benefit, you will not get anger. Because you will come under the transcendental mode. Is that clear now? The Pratyachas are like that. So that is why they are not pure devotees. Krishna likes them, but not as much as pure devotees. See, you like other children. But not as your own children, right? Other children will come, you can buy, you can give them sweets or something. But not like your children. You treat your children in a different way, correct? Lord is saying. He is partial to his devotees. You can't help it. Is it what?
One example of
Yes, yes. Correct. Because they use it in a wrong way. If I have $1 million, I can go to a pub, drink, go to the movie, you know, I can do it. But if I'm a devotee, I know I should not do that. I should give it to the temple. Yes, like that. They don't know. So they misuse. Like getting money, the mystic yogi is like a power, like an opulence. Money. So if someone gives me $1 million, I go to the pub and drink. Sringi, the Brahmana, who cursed Maharaj Parikshit, correct? So misuse of power, misuse of opulence, this will result if you don't have lack of knowledge. If I have knowledge, I use my funds properly. But if I don't know, I'll misuse it. So the Sringi, although he got power, opulence in the form of austerity, what you call a mystic power, you know. But he used it in a wrong way by cursing a pure devotee. How can you curse a devotee? How can you curse a pure devotee? Very bad. Good question. How old are you?
7.
Okay. So when you are 10 years old, I should not be giving Bhagavatam, I think. Because I cannot answer your question. All right. See, the Pratyetas, they are son of Prachinyabhari. They've seen the father doing very severe austerities in the form of father will do yagya. What he will do? He will do big yagya and do a lot of animal sacrifice. He'll stop. And again, he'll go to the next place and do yagya. Again, why is he doing all that? Because my next birth should be okay. In the next birth, I don't want to suffer. But in that, the goal is not Krishna. The goal is me. I want to be better. I want to be happy. And so what happened? He was killing animals left and right. But Narada Munis came and told him, listen, all the animals are waiting in the sky to kill you. It's not a joke. Don't play with animals. In one instance, Srila Prabhupada said, you don't have a right to walk on the grass unless you have to chant or help a devotee. This is our position. You walk on the place where you are. Who asked you to stamp on the grass? Such serious, heavy comments. Because Prabhupada's vision is different. Are we doing like that? I walk only on the grass. Ignorance. I don't know. Now we should know. Not even we should hurt the grass. Yes? So, he is seeing his father doing austerity. Then he thought, when a son, for example, when a father is an MBBS doctor, the son wants to become MBBS and you know, child specialist and all that, you know, he wants to become one step bigger than the father. So, the Prachetas, they've seen the father doing austerities. They said, I will do the better austerity. I'll go into the water and do. That's what they knew. In your case, it's different. You know your dad is and mummy, both are devotees, so you can chant. They did not know that process of chanting. And therefore he went underneath the sea. We can be on the land and chant. Yeah, that's better, isn't it? So they didn't know actually. But Hare Krishna, this is the highest Aradhya. Yeah? This Krishna consciousness is the highest. There is nothing, you know, greater than this. The highest in Kali Yuga, given by Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya. Yep. Okay, we'll stop here. Gantara Srimad Bhagavadam ki Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ke Nithai Gaura Prema Nandi.